What up, y'all? What up, what up, what up, what up? Yes, 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 yes. It's your boy Ray Nitty, live on the grapevine on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studios. Yes, another 2 hours with your boy, man. How y'all been feeling, man? 4 hours of Nitty. For 2 hours of Nitty and Shannon, and then 2 hours of Nitty. Hope y'all ain't sick of me yet. We had a nice day yesterday. I had a little fun. I've been telling y'all about my experiences with, you know, a few things, whether that was politics or the community within the corridor. Some very pivotal moments in my life, right? And it brought me to a conversation that we was having last night. And we wanted to do a deep dive into finishing what you start. Finishing what you start, right? Thanks for joining us once again. 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. That is the number to dial. You can text that number as well. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all of the things at Ray Nitty, R-A-Y-N-I-T-T-I. You can follow me everywhere at R-A-Y-N-I-T-T-I. All platforms. Join our YouTube group, The Lunch Break on Facebook group, The Lunch Break on Facebook. Wrong hours, but hey, still, follow us on Facebook and join our YouTube channel right now, 101.7 The Truth, where you can see the video and you can see this nice little man bun I got going on right now, man. I'm feeling pretty smooth today. But deep dive today, y'all, into finishing what you start. And before we get into that, you know, we're going to have a couple things that we didn't get to talk about on the lunch break show. Well, I might say that for tomorrow, but it's one thing in particular I'd like to talk about that we didn't get to talk about. You know, and just wanted to talk about the USS Lincoln sailor who jumped overboard. And then it was a reporter who, like, he's like, what kind of weak soldiers are you? So we going to get into that. I should have sent our brother Z the video. That's my fault. Not being on top of my stuff. But then we want to talk about finishing what you start. Finishing what you start. Have you ever had an idea that you saw through? I'm talking about from the inception of you just having the thought and following through and seeing the finished product, the final result. Whatever that is, a goal that you set, a project that you wanted to start, an idea, app, a business. Have you ever saw it through? All right? So if you missed it, we talked about yesterday my journey and wanting to go after the fourth automatic district, or my journey in wanting to provide affordable housing for our communities in areas that are typically forgotten about. And it just put me in the thought process of, you know, a conversation we was having with some friends yesterday about topics and whatnot. Have you ever saw something through from idea to finish, to where it became reality? And I just thought about, like, man, I did the idea of running for office. And then seeing that all the way through, as scary as it was, so many things along the way that tried to derail me, tried to deter me, even friends, good friends that was like, man, don't do this. Why are you doing this? But being able to have the mental fortitude to stick something through when everybody is telling you, don't do it. They defeated you before you even got your name on the ballot. You're not going to win. You're not going to get this project done. Nobody's going to support this. Nobody's going to do people that just chop you down. You want to be an artist. You want to open a hair salon. You want to start a nonprofit. I'm sure you've had plenty of people tell you how much it's not going to work and how many ways you shouldn't do it. But what's rare is people that actually just jump in and be like, yo, let's do this. This is how we going to make it happen. I got your back. So, yeah, that's today's theme, man. We talking about when was the last time you actually finished something, right? Then once we get into that, we want to talk about what actually kills the follow through. Things like distractions. Family, friends, we just talked about it. What kills our follow through? What gets us off track? What keeps us distracted? We want to talk about distractions. Then furthering what actually kills follow through, we want to talk about the lack of discipline and motivation. Discipline and motivation. Then based off of discipline and motivation, I want to get into something that really helped me become more disciplined and motivated in me on my journey and actually finishing things that I start. And that thing I'm talking about is, I might save it till we actually get to it. But I got a secret. Let's do that. I got a secret I'm going to share with y'all that helped me with my lack of discipline and motivation when times got hard to want to stay focused, or something that helped me manage the distractions in life or try to get you off your square. But I got a tool, a secret tool I want to share with y'all. Some may know it, some may use it, some may not know it. But I'm willing to bet that by the time we get to what this secret is and the power that it possesses, I want to see what y'all think. We got Blake on the line. Blake from Milwaukee, how you doing, man? You live on the Grapevine.
I'm good, man. I just remember, now I can let you figure out who I am to you.
Okay.
Okay, remember when you were running and Simon was helping you?
Yep.
I'm Simon's brother. I'm the one that came and got all them flyers from you.
Okay. Say, I dropped them off to you.
Yeah.
I dropped you off the fly. Yes, sir.
So now I'm more of a picture of who I am to you.
Absolutely.
But fine, because it hit me.
Yeah.
Like that. I'm like, that's who that is.
Absolutely.
But,
And I appreciate your support as well.
Yeah. For sure, man. You tried. You know, that's all we can do is try. We
absolutely.
Try our best. You know, man ain't nothing without his word, but is it a good one?
Absolutely.
But you were talking about hindrances and stuff like that. Like my situation with me, I had to regain my senses, gain composure, and I didn't need a $5,000 lawyer to tell me how to stand in court to be quiet to get my custody of my children back. That was taken from me. How she did it, I don't know. But the fallout is, like, I don't want to do nothing to her. She's facing contempt in 3 years, but she live in the city house, and she just has another kid that ain't got nothing to do with me, so I don't want to endanger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to disrupt my sons in them house. I got one that just turned 17 and one just turned 14, but they do want to be with me, and they talk to their brothers and sisters every day, so I'm good with that. But I just want to chime in and tell you that I'm closer to you than you know, and all you got to do is let me know if you need me, G.
Man, I appreciate it, man. Definitely. Definitely appreciate it, man. And I will be reaching out, man. Shouts out to Brother Blake, man. That's crazy. Sometimes you talk to people, you know, and then you don't even realize, oh, you done worked with this person. This person was in the field for you. Shouts out to Blake, man. Simon got in the field, got down with us, man. And put a lot of work in. So, yeah, y'all. When we come back, we're going to get into all of this. And then I'm going to leave y'all with a secret. And then I got some books, right? I got some books that could actually help with this. Some books that could actually help. Some books that I read. I ain't going to share with you. Some of these I didn't read yet, but majority of the books I've read. All right? When last have you saw something all the way through? When last? Whether that's getting ourselves out of debt, the discipline that it takes to get yourself out of debt. I'm still trying. I'm still trying on Kalshi to get out of debt. But don't go anywhere, y'all. When we come back, we will be diving into a lot of these things on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is Ray Nitti on The Grapevine.
Promises and your memories. If I tell you that I love you, shawty, I truly do. Like, girl, we've been through the most, but you know me when you're close, cause all I need is you, shawty. Let me get another try.
Thousands in the shoebox, braided up, faded nose ring like I'm Tupac. We don't do fugazi, it's real. This a new watch, minus the Mongolian grill. Yeah, you know who hot. I'm not just anybody, yeah, you been through that. And I just can't date anybody, yeah, we been through that. Can't be replaced, it's just something about you. And I can't go.
What up, y'all? What up, what up, what up? Welcome back. Oh my God. Shouts out to Sierra.Brown at MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com.
Bruh.
For the life that she just provided me just now, man. Woo! That jerk beef from Sap. Boy, oh boy. Welcome back, y'all, to The Grapevine. That sounded like Corey Piper. Was that Corey Piper? Shouts out to C-Pipes, man. Super proud of homie, man. He been consistent for a long time. Him and Philly been working for a long time. That was good. So let's start this off, right? Before we get into everything, something that's important that I wanted to share, right? We wanted to talk about the USS Lincoln Sailor. Sailors are jumping overboard and complaining about their mental health because of how long they've been at sea. So what's actually happening on the USS Abraham Lincoln? The USS Abraham Lincoln has been continuously at sea for more than 260 days. A record length deployment for a U.S. aircraft carrier supporting the ongoing U.S.-Israel war on Iran. Its mission was originally supposed to end in May, but has been repeatedly extended. Families and sailors speaking to Navy Times, Stars and Stripes, and CNN have described food shortages, rationed to noodles, tuna, and the occasional hot dog or corn dog. Water contamination, plumbing failures, and severely declining mental health and morale. That's the reason why we want to talk about it. It's about mental health and morale, right? It all weaves into everything we're talking about today. But on August 3rd, one sailor went overboard wearing a life vest and was rescued within an hour. The Navy classified it as a mental health episode, not an accident. Multiple family members separately told Navy Times their husbands had attempted or considered jumping overboard for relief during their deployment. They just wanted to get away. They just like, I'm jumping over. Senator Richard Blumenthal, a Marine Corps Reserve veteran himself, formally demanded a Pentagon inquiry and a bipartisan congressional visit to the ship. CENTCOM has pushed back hard, calling reports of multiple overboard incidents rampant misreporting and confirming only the one August 3rd incident with no deaths. President Trump, when asked about the reports, dismissed them and said the deployment, already the longest on record, was not merely long enough. So, people that is fighting for our freedoms in an uncalled for war, unnecessary war, well, some may feel, but my opinion is unnecessary war. Yeah, let's go into the video.
Literally sailing circles in the ocean, waiting for something to happen.
Those warships, they're machines. The people on them operate them are not.
It's one of the mightiest warships in the world. But conditions on board the USS Abraham Lincoln are said to be so bad that some sailors have tried to end it all by jumping overboard. 5,000 men and women set sail back in November, arriving in the Middle East ahead of the Iran war. President Trump had said it would be over in weeks, but months later, they're still at sea. They've now spent a record 250 days on the aircraft carrier. In messages home to their families, sailors have told of being served rotten meat, tiny portions, the same meal 14 days in a row. They've also reported moldy showers, broken toilets, laundry down for weeks, long stretches with no hot water, and no soap, deodorant, or toothpaste.
So it's continuously Groundhog Day every day. You rise and grind, and you do it all over again.
During his time in the Navy, Dustin Eadson also served on board one of the nuclear-powered vessels. He told me what those on the Lincoln will be experiencing.
It's humid. You're in the middle of the ocean, so there's no shade. It smells like fuel and oil all the time. It's noisy. These, you know, men and women have gone 250 days without touching grass.
The military would argue that these men and women are trained for this, though.
That doesn't mean that they deserve neglect. That's a failure of leadership.
But the defense secretary has dismissed the multiple reports of the declining conditions as fake news.
Completely misrepresented. Listen, we make sure that every ship, every crew, every captain has everything we can provide them at every single moment.
The administration's pushed back against growing congressional pressure over the warship's record-breaking length of deployment.
Images from the USS Lincoln have made headlines at a time when the president is trying to project an image of strength. Privately, Donald Trump has repeatedly expressed his frustration at the ongoing war in Iran. All this amidst mounting political pressure ahead of the midterms. Big speech,
big jet. Pro-Iranian YouTube channels have been quick to capitalize on the headlines, here mocking news that the president hid in a catering truck to secretly switch planes in response to an Iranian threat.
Iran watches this very carefully, and they seem to have hardened their position, partly because they see what they think is weakness on the American side.
Mark Kansian is a retired Marine Corps colonel. He now works for a think tank which has been tracking munitions stockpiles and says the president's strategy in Iran...
All right, y'all, we just wanted to share a little bit of that. But once again, if you're just joining us, we're talking about sailor that jumped off the USS Abraham Lincoln, who's been at sea for over 250 days. And, you know, you had soldiers, people that are putting their lives on the line, living through these conditions. Then you have other folks reporting that, oh, it's not that bad. it's not even that bad. It's misreporting and so forth. So much so, you even had a Fox News host, Johnny Joey Jones, you know, Marine Corps veteran who lost both legs above the knee and an IED in Afghanistan in 2010, went on a nearly 3-minute on-air rant on the Big Weekend Show August 15th after watching a CNN clip of an anonymous sailor describing low morale and food shortages. So if you're just joining us, run over to YouTube, our YouTube 101.7 FM, so you could see this video of how Fox News host Johnny Joey Jones, who is an ex-Marine Corps.
Complaining about tuna and noodles? I'm sorry. You volunteered to serve your country. You can come back, get out of the military, and do like all of these Democrat veterans and complain about it and make commercials and be a sellout if you want to and come up with a new way of doing things. How weak are you on TV complaining about tuna and noodles?
How weak are you? That's what he said. How weak are you complaining about tuna and noodles? He said, I'm sorry you volunteered to serve your country. This is a ex-Marine Corps. I'm sorry you volunteered to serve your country. You can come back. Get out of the military and do like these other Democrat veterans who complain about it and make commercials and be a sellout if you want to. To be a sellout if you want to. And maybe people are accepting this because he's an ex-Marine. Amputee. Fought in the Afghan war. But are these people weak? We put so much stigma on people screaming out for mental health support. That's a problem. We call these type of people weak, who's struggling with mental issues, mental morale. Morale is down because of the conditions that their country has put them in. Let's start with that. He continued to compare his own deployment experience directly. I ate ramen noodles. That's what I ate. And I was happy to have it. And closed by saying, if this sailor represents today's military, we're just Rome sitting here waiting to burn. This is what they saying. I'm just saying, asking people to keep the strong mental fortitude in poor conditions and defend your country with little to no morale. And then you have your other comrades calling you weak. I don't think people understand how strong the mind really is. And how much it controls you, how much it gets you to do all these other things. We're going to get into that when we come back from these messages. But I want y'all to think about this. When's the last time you actually finished something? They're calling these people weak for serving their country and jumping overboard because of low morale and mental health issues. But when was the last time you actually stuck something through?
I'm drowning. Wrist so icy, wonder why she like me. I'm drowning in water. I just bought a cube and dipped it in a fountain. Everywhere that I go, it's a light show. I'm surrounded.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studios. It's your boy, Ray Nitty. We on the grapevine, y'all. We got something to squeeze something out of, man. I want us to really extract all the juices from this one. All right? We want to talk about, when was the last time you actually finished something? When was the last time you had an idea, a business, a degree, a book, a fitness goal? I know we talk about my fitness goals all the time. I'm starting over again tomorrow. A relationship repair. And saw it all the way through to the end. And I ain't talking about just like, you know, we started strong. You know, we put a good amount of effort into it. I'm talking about really saw it all the way through. It's easy. Most people can name what they started. It's easy. It's easy. Can we name what we actually finished? We can name a million things that we started, y'all. How many of those things can we actually say we finished? I know it's harder. For me as well. I could tell you a million things I started. I could probably tell you 999,000 things I didn't finish. I finished a lot of things. I probably started way more stuff than I finished. We don't want the easy answers here, y'all. My own story. Where we started. Let's just go with Ivy League Entertainment or Fly Gangs. A couple things that I started. Entertainment companies. Pushing a lot of the music and stuff that we did back in the day. It was amazing. We started it. We had strong starts. Bow came out of it. Ray Nitty, Ivy League. A lot of people still think I say Ray Nitty, I believe in the beginning of Bow. I'm saying Ray Nitty, Ivy League. That's my daughter's first name, Ivy Rose. Ivy League was named after my daughter. We had an amazing start. Not so strong of a finish. Music carried on. Bow carried on. But what we started to house all of these things and promote all of these things, I didn't have that strong of a finish. And I can tell you why, and we'll get into it. But why is it so easy? What up, Looney? What up, Jazz? Join us on the YouTube if you're just tuning in. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. When was the last time you actually finished something? We're talking about that right now. It's way easier to name a bunch of things that we started. But how many things can we name that we actually finished? Okay? I started a lot of things. Sharp Creatives. Good Noise. My run for the Alderman. Community Within the Corridor. Policies for artists and creatives. Helped author some policies around city-owned houses and putting them in the hands of creatives and turning them into incubators and businesses. And so much so, like, I've seen so many people be able to benefit off of those things that I started that I've yet to even be able to participate in, and not because of anything else other than my own. My own reasons, me getting in my own way. A bunch of excuses, right? And then you start to make yourself believe, like, it's okay. This wasn't about me. It was about all the other creatives. Which is could be true. But you did it because you wanted to participate in something as well. And yeah, you could find peace in seeing a bunch of people benefit off of the idea. And that is could be fulfilling. But we didn't finish. We didn't finish. What actually kills the follow through? We'll talk about distractions. Let's talk about distractions for a second, right? So many distractions kill our momentum, our focus, our drive. The average person is interrupted by a notification, message, or meeting invite roughly every 2 minutes during the work hours day. Let's think about that. Let's think about that again. The average worker slash human is interrupted by a notification, a message, or a meeting invite roughly every 2 minutes during core work or business hours. So about 275 separate interruptions in a single day. We're talking about the ding, phone calls, emails, you just picking up your phone, going on Facebook, scrolling. It's so easy, right? Looking at them chicks on Instagram. The silhouette challenge was a good one. There was a lot of distracted people around there.
Hey.
You know how much didn't get done? More people probably were trying to figure out how to turn the filter off than actually figuring out how to finish this thing I started. Let me see if I can unfilter this person's silhouette challenge. It was people actually doing that. That's what we use our time on. People was actually trying to figure out how to reverse filter the silhouette challenge. But once again, the silhouette wasn't enough. Now we needed to see that turn the lights on. I need to see if this really a human. That's how they was doing. But just to say it again, the average person is interrupted by a notification, message, or meeting invite roughly every 2 minutes during the core work hours of a day. So about 275 separate interruptions in a single day. How do you stay focused? How do you stop being distracted? 40% of the knowledge people never get even one 30-minute stretch of uninterrupted distraction-free work in an entire workday. And that's, I could prove that right now. I'm willing to bet I'll get a notification within this, but probably before we go to commercial break. We got about 2 minutes before commercial break. Let's see if I get a distraction or a notification. I'm gonna turn my phones on too, so y'all hear it just in case. Let's see if this is right. It says 40% of knowledge workers never get even one 30-minute stretch of uninterrupted distractions, free work in an entire workday. The average U.S. adult checks their phones roughly 186 times a day. About once every 5 minutes of waking life, and spend around 5 hours a day on their phones per a 2005reviews.org survey. We was just talking about this. How much data we consume. And I guarantee you that number is low. It says 5 hours a day. What's your screen time? Apple tells you how much screen time you got. What's your screen time? Don't go anywhere, y'all. Oh, there it is. That was my notification. Don't go anywhere, y'all. We'll be right back on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What up, y'all? Welcome back to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is The Grapevine, live from the American Family Assurance Studios. It's your boy, Ray Nitty, holding it down. DJ Brother Z got us on the production and sound. Are your finances low? Your mindset off track? Or are you ready to get into real estate? Tune in to The Journey with Coach Erica every first and third Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon on 101.7 The Truth. It's all about mindset, money, and real estate, helping you take the next step toward building a better future. Mindset. I like that word, mindset. We're talking about, when's the last time you actually followed something through all the way? And we're talking about what actually kills follow through. Right now, we're talking about the distractions. And we said 40% of knowledge workers never get even one 30-minute stretch of uninterrupted distractions, free work in an entire workday. You don't get one day of a 30-minute stretch. You don't get one 30-minute stretch of uninterrupted distraction free. Each interruption doesn't just cost the moment. UCI Irving researcher Gloria Marks' widely cited research found it takes an average of 23 minutes and 15 seconds to fully regain deep focus after being pulled away from a task. It takes almost as long to get back focus as how much time you don't even get an uninterrupted 30-minute session. So imagine finally getting close to a 30-minute session, and now it's going to take you 23 minutes because you got interrupted to get back in your groove again. It's like an hour. As we stated, the average U.S. adult checks their phones roughly 186 times a day. I know that's low. I know it's low. Our phones stay in our hands. It's in our hands right now. That's about once every 5 minutes of waking life and spends around 5 hours a day on their phone. That's per a 2025reviews.org survey. Among college students specifically, research links smartphone/social media use directly to academic procrastination. Not just correlation, but a documented chain. More phone distraction predicts more procrastination, which predicts more academic anxiety. Finishing what you start isn't purely a willpower problem, y'all. It's not just willpower. We don't got the willpower to do it. It's happening inside an environment engineered on purpose to fragment our intention every couple of minutes. But that ain't an excuse for not following through, though. But it does explain why it feels so much harder to finish things today than it used to. We didn't have all these distractions. We didn't have that. We didn't have that, y'all. Facebook messages. I almost said everlasting gobstoppers. Never-ending reels. The everlasting gobstopper of reels. They never end. People sharing reels. Now you in a rabbit hole. How do we break these distractions, y'all? How do we break these distractions? It's something else that kills our follow through, that keeps us distracted. And it's the lack of discipline and motivation. That's something else that's actually killing our follow through. The lack of discipline and motivation. Okay? And we're going to get into that a lot more as well. Discipline and motivation. You got so many distractions coming at you. You can't stay disciplined to put your phone down. Then your motivation is down because you see so many other people live out their quote-unquote dreams because they showing you the highlight reels on IG. And now you think, oh, I should be here. I should be further along. And now your mind is playing these games on you where you're starting to doubt yourself and doubt what you started. Discipline and motivation. What actually causes us to lack discipline and motivation? And when we come back, we're going to get into that a little more because I got a few stats that I want to share. But if you're just joining us, we're talking about when was the last time have you saw something all the way through? And what actually kills our follow through? We talked about distractions. And when we come back after these breaks, we're going to talk about the discipline and motivation and the lack of, rather, that kills follow through. Don't go anywhere, y'all. This is the award-winning 1017 The Truth. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. I'm sorry. I ain't going nowhere. I'm early. So I got some time. I got some time. I apologize. So I share this. Only about 8%. We're talking about the discipline aspect now, right? We talked about distractions. Only about 8% of people who set a New Year's resolution actually achieve it. Yeah, everybody set a resolution on December 31st, right before they slam the drinks. This is going to be my last drink. Next year, I ain't drinking. Wake up drunk on the first. The gym be full. The gym be full January 1st. Give it 2 weeks. Give it 2 weeks. Discipline and motivation. We got Key on the line. Key, how you doing? You live on the Grapevine.
What's up, my boy?
How you doing, my boy?
You know. I was, that's an interesting question, but I'm always thinking about the black community. And, I would have to say a lot of us don't really, I forget the name of the poem, but it's like, your greatest fear, not that you are inadequate, but, that you're greatest beyond, belief, or I forget the quote unquote, what it exactly what it is, but I will say something that we're dealing with in the black community is like not having something to shoot towards, like a vision, a goal, and kind of just falling into everyday life, you know, like instead of getting stuff done, we'll go smoke a beezy, or like it's just kind of like life, you know, it's just like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know nobody that ever been a millionaire. I ain't finna even try, you know? So it's fear of being great, but also like just our culture or like just kind of what we grow up around. I think it takes kind of that inner motivation. So that's kind of my piece.
Yeah. Man, I appreciate you calling in, Brother Key. Good luck with everything you got coming up, too, man. Good luck for show, my boy.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. E.Wright on YouTube said, I had to go on a social media fast to reset my focus. This allowed me to finish my children's books. Resetting our focus. We got to reset our focus. It's going to take discipline and motivation. In a world that throws 285 distractions at us in a single day, about 275 separate interruptions at us in a single day. We're going to get deeper into what kills the follow-through, discipline and motivation, the lack of, rather. But it's your boy, Ray Nitti. We live on the Grapevine on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. When we come back, we're going to get into some more data and details about how discipline, the lack of discipline and motivation, is keeping us from getting to that end goal. Don't go anywhere, y'all. This is Grapevine with your boy, Ray Nitti.